You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Like the dude just said, yes indeed, Right Side Radio is solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time, we like to say. But hey, listen, right now we're going to take a pause in this discussion about the legalities of protesting at a Supreme Court justice's home and some of the things that are happening there. There's also some other stories that I've got here in my stack of stuff on this segment of the Triple Dipper that relate to Alabama and neighboring states. But right now what I want to do is step aside, talk to somebody who I've known and respected for a number of years. State Representative Terry Collins has been serving in the Alabama legislature now for a number of years. She serves in House District 8 right here in the listening area over near Decatur. Terry Collins is the sponsor of the Human Life Protection Act passed in 2019 that became one of the strongest, if not the strongest, pro-life legislation in the entire nation, currently enjoined by the federal courts, but if Roe is overturned, it could very well become the law of the land. We had some comments from her that were in the news, but we also had Eric Johnston, who wrote the law, on the show Friday. So we thought, you know, the best thing to do is just talk to Representative Collins herself. So without further ado, on line four, Representative Terry Collins, how you doing today?
I'm good. Good afternoon, Phil. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And you and I spoke earlier, so you know where we're headed here. Just wanted to get your thoughts.
Yeah.
There was some commentary from you in the news the other day. I think I read about it on either Yellowhammer 1819, I've forgotten where, AL.com maybe. But basically you said that the Human Life Protection Act, which has no exceptions for rape or incest or fetal abnormalities, may need to be amended, and that you felt like that was something the legislature may take up. Tell us why that would be. What would prompt you to say that? And is that where you're headed?
I'm glad to. And you could have heard it from any or all of those places you just mentioned, because it was. I think I've had phone calls every single day since last Monday night. But I'm glad to share with you kind of what my point was and all. When we passed Human Life Protection legislation in 2019, I was praying at that point in 2019 about what pro-life bill to carry. I had carried a heartbeat bill the previous 4 years and was talking with Eric Johnston, with talking with Rich Wingo, talking with several other people in the legislature about what was the best. We all decided and agreed and went to leadership and agreed that no law, Alabama would not be able to have its own law regarding and limiting abortion as long as Roe versus Wade was in place. And so, therefore, to work on that human life protection legislation and hopefully overturn Roe versus Wade, that was our goal at that point in time.
Well, and it was, and I remember that. In fact, the Alabama Policy Institute, where I was at the time and still affiliated now, we celebrated that with you. We were very active in celebrating the fact that this was passed. I remember distinctly having a panel discussion where I moderated and you participated discussing that bill, and you said,
yes,
at the time on that panel, you said that if there were any attempts to add exceptions for anything, rape, incest, or whatever, that you would kill your own bill because you wanted it to remain a pure and dedicated effort to say personhood exists at the time of conception and get it up to the Supreme Court if possible. But has that changed?
Correct.
Has your opinion changed now?
No, not at all, because my opinion was to get a bill to the courts that would force them to look at the issue of Roe versus Wade was decided on, which was, is that child in the womb a real person, a real child? And we believe science backed that up. We believe that you can see it. I think I read something even this morning how more of the young people who are having the babies now, there are fewer adoptions because they can. They have such evidence of that baby, you know, visually to them now through all of the 3D monitors and everything that they can see that child. And so that was our intent. It did not, if you were confronting the issue of is that life in the womb a baby, then it doesn't matter how it's conceived. It doesn't matter how terrible the circumstances or anything. It just matters that we kept that bill just like it was. And that's why I said that. That's what I felt like. And I'm not backing up on that bill. If Roe gets overturned by the Mississippi law and Alabama is able to have our own law regarding abortion, my preference bill, and this is what you and I said earlier, has been the heartbeat bill that I carried last quadrennium.
Okay. And so here's my question for you, because I was the sponsor of the personhood bill at least two right. years in a row during my tenure there. And I know you supported that, and that was basically a bill that said personhood is established at the moment of conception. It didn't require heartbeat. It didn't require anything additional. Right. It didn't require 15 weeks or 6 months or anything.
You seem to be
saying everything. I mean, you and I seem to be agreeing on everything except that if it is a life, I guess what I'm saying, Terry, is if it is a life, and if we know it is a life,
I believe
and
it
if
is.
Your bill establishes a life
at conception,
then why do we then? And we didn't want exceptions then. Why would we want exceptions now? When and could you even get that passed? Could you get a Republican majority to mitigate the bill?
I don't know. I felt like you and I spoke about earlier, keeping that bill having no exceptions was extremely hard because people wanted exceptions. That's what they were hearing from their people back home. That's what they were wanting. That's one of the reasons I felt like the heartbeat bill is the bill that most Alabamians would support. I don't know what would happen, Phil. I know that there would be people that want to keep Alabama with the strongest pro-life law in the country.
I agree.
And that would be their issue. My issue, as I told, I think, the Decatur Daily here where I live, but my response to that was, I'm not aborting a baby for any reason whatsoever, personally. But I'm not that average Alabamian out there who's making a decision in circumstances that I've never even experienced. And so I don't know, Phil. We'll just have to see. But that seemed to be the biggest talking point, trying to keep the human life protection law without any amendments and begging people not to bring an amendment to the floor. Because we felt at that time, if that amendment was the one being voted on, it would pass.
Well, so
therefore,
okay.
I think that there is a chance that the heartbeat bill, if we're able to have our own law in Alabama, might be the one people would support. I don't
well,
know.
Right now, I mean, speaking as an attorney and a former legislator, I can just tell you right now, your Human Life Protection Act is the law of the land. I mean, all we need is for a simple motion to dismiss to get rid of the – if Roe is overturned, a simple motion to dismiss could very well lift the injunction, and boom, it becomes the law of the land. So if you pass a heartbeat bill, you have to pass it over the top of your existing law or to amend your existing law or to replace your existing law. And so I guess my point there is it took exponential numbers of years for – pro-life activists and folks here in the Alabama legislature to get that law you passed. And it was a good one. It's a good one. And then to then come back the first year in which it's operative, don't you feel like you're just sort of almost acting like you have buyer's remorse or you're trying to mitigate it in some way?
I've read Planned Parenthood has said that too, Phil, and that's very disappointing. No, not at all. I said this all during 2019. I told everybody I spoke to, I know Jeff Poore seemed to have the best understanding of my point. The point of that legislation was to overturn Roe versus Wade that would allow Alabama to have our own law. But I always felt like the law that I felt like most Alabamians wanted in Alabama was closer to the heartbeat bill. Okay. And that'll be just the time of going through the legislative process and seeing what happens. It has nothing to do with remorse. If Roe versus Wade is overturned, I believe that is exactly what we were hoping and praying would happen. And we thought that Human Life Protection Act might be the bill that forced that. But it turns out that maybe this Mississippi law is going to be. And either one, we get our own laws in our own states to govern what I see is that terrible act of abortion.
Well, you've been, and I'll say it, you've been a champ for years on issues of pro-life and on issues, yes, of education choice, and so we are typically always aligned. My hope, Terry, is that y'all don't. I mean, firstly, I don't think you can get it through. I don't think you can get a bill out of committee and through the floors of both bodies of the legislature that would actually mitigate the existing law. I think that the outcry would be enormous, and I don't think that would fly on a political basis alone. And I think legally speaking, you're in good standing right now. Sit tight. If someone really needs an abortion, Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee can take care of that. But the truth be told, I don't think there's going to be any need for any change. And I hope that y'all won't change it. I love the fact that we are setting groundbreaking precedent for having, you know, a tough abortion law that has been fought for so many years.
And I think there'll be a lot of people that feel just like you do feel. I know, just like I said at the very first, in 2019, when I was speaking with Eric and Rich and others in leadership as far as what's the best direction, I felt at that point that the best law for our state was that heartbeat bill. Mary Sue McClurkin had carried it the quadrennium before I did. I'd carried it that second quadrennium. And so how did we start this first 4 years? And we decided it wouldn't matter what we passed until Roe versus Wade is overturned. We couldn't have our own law. And so I felt at that time led, this is the right thing to do for this point in time.
Well,
and that's
Terry,
what we did.
And thank we you were for coming successful. On. We are up against a break. I have no choice here, but we got to go ahead and take a break before I run out of time. But thank you for coming on and talking about it. And let's stay in touch on this
anytime.
One because there's more to this story. And if Roe gets overturned, like we hope it does, the truth is we do have a law. It already exists. You passed it, and mm-hmm. you did a great job passing it. And by the way, you took a lot of heat for passing it. So anyway, we will see where it goes.
Okay.
But for right now, Representative Terry Collins, thanks so much for being
more.
On the show.
Thank you, Phil. Glad to talk to you anytime.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, folks, listen. That was the sponsor of the bill. Eric Johnson, who was on here Friday, disagrees. His memory does not include anything that says, let's pass it so we can weaken it later. My sense is this is an effort to, you know, avoid some of the conflict that we're seeing in other places. I don't think it's necessary. Copper, let's take a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.